An Ozaukee County judge ruled on December 13th in favor of plaintiffs in a lawsuit filed by the conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty. That lawsuit argued that the state must remove the names of more than 200,000 voters who were flagged by government records as having potentially moved. Days after the judge's order, the Wisconsin Elections Commission split 3-3 on what to do next. And at another meeting Monday, the bipartisan panel deadlocked again. Democratic Commissioner Mark Thompson said the issue needed to be decided by higher courts first.
It would seem to me premature and wrong-headed for the commission to jump ahead.
The initial ruling has been appealed in state court, and the state Supreme Court has been asked to hear it directly. Another lawsuit has been filed in federal court to try to block the initial decision. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.